We're speaking with Michael Nawa, who heads up Custom Maintenance Incorporated. Michael is a former winner of the Award of Excellence for Power Sweeping, and he has consented to talk to us about how he uses some of the newest technology in his business. So go ahead, Michael.
Well, we just, on January 4th, we switched cell phone carriers to Verizon, specifically to take advantage of their Field Force Manager GPS locating system. It provides up-to-date or live, timely access to where your vehicles are and what your guys are doing. They can clock in and clock out. There's no need for a time card for those guys that are not working out of the office. They can clock in and out on jobs. They can do a pre-run check sheet, which is loaded into the phone before you start the sweeper up. The phone asks you, did you check the oil? And you can click, you have to click yes or no. You can click something. Yes or no. And
as many questions as you'd like to
ask. As many questions as you want. At individual job sites, there are individual job functions. It'll ask you, when you clock in, it'll tell you that you have to empty the trash cans. And it'll ask you if you've emptied the trash cans before you clock out. When you go to clock out, it'll ask you, did you empty the trash cans? Yes. Did you handpick the swale? If there's a particular hot spot in that shopping center, the phone will ask you if you did all of the listed functions at that job before it allows you to clock out. You can answer no, and it still will let you clock out, but it asks you the question one way or the other.
That is then flagged at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right then and there. If you set up an alert parameter on the answer no, the computer and the cell phone of whoever the supervisor is will get an email or an instant message that says, in response to this question, the recipient answered no. So that is one of the things we can utilize to make sure our guys are keeping after the work that's supposed to be done at each individual shopping center. They no longer have to remember, gee, do we empty cans here? Do we handpick the bushes here? Do we wipe down the trash cans here? The phone is telling them, what's on the schedule for that job for that night.
And my understanding is that as the truck or sweeper goes into the center, it automatically logs when they come in and generates a report for that.
The system comes with a 0.4-mile radius work zone already part of the system. You put in an address, any address within half a mile, basically, it'll tell you that it's there. But you can zoom into that particular address and with your laptop and the mouse, draw a geofence around the individual property. And now that work zone is the individual property boundaries of that property. Because in shopping centers, you can get seven within a half a mile boundary, and you don't know which one they're at. So by geofencing, we know exactly which one they're at. And on cases where the Walmart is separate from the mall that the Walmart's in, we can geofence the Walmart from the shopping center. So if the Walmart is 7 days a week and the shopping center is 3 days a week, we can keep them separate without having a scheduling issue or a reconciliation issue at the end.
And then when they leave the property and
it also logs them out.
Okay, so with an automatic report, no data entry, how they went in.
Yep.
Through the phone's facility that they have to go through these different questions and make at least answer.
Yep.
And so forth. And am I correct in recalling from our previous conversation on this that, let's say, somebody went home sick during the night and they had left three stops, if there was a night manager? Tell us about that.
With the enhanced plan that we have, there's a basic plan and the enhanced plan, and we have the enhanced one, of course.
Sure.
You can text message an individual driver that he has an extra stop. That you can text message him that somebody went home sick and please pick up, the Walmart in this location or the Kmart or whatever. Or you can simply tell him, pick this up. You don't have to explain anything to him.
But well, there's a breakdown. For any reason, the manager.
Well, and there's also, if there's a breakdown on a run, you can also text message him to pick up the driver of the other truck. So that if it's winter and you don't have to let the guy get cold. Pick up the other guy and finish, with him, finish his two stops plus your two stops. Now there's two guys.
Sure.
So because you have communication back and forth, the only difficulty in the system now is the driver can't answer you with a text message.
Okay.
He can't reply to that message. He has to either call you and say, yep, I got your message, no problem, or not answer you at all, in which case you know he got the message, but you don't know if he's going to comply or not until you actually see the truck cross the threshold of that job site.
Okay. And are there other aspects to this? I know that you are very comfortable with the reporting of it. One of the features that I thought was very impressive is the ability to email clients on different topics. So tell us about that, if you would.
Well, there are several clients that, you know, consistently want to know if you were there or not. And they decide, based on varying circumstances, whether you were there. If they don't get a complaint in the morning from somebody, they think you were there. If they get a complaint, whether you were there or not, you weren't there. In order to solve that, and there are several properties that we do only 3 or 5 nights a week. They're not every day. So in order to allow the property manager to answer a tenant's question, was the sweeper here last night?
Without calling us,
and to be prepared, the system will allow anytime a truck crosses an individual property perimeter, it will send the system will send an email to anywhere you want it to go, to 1 to 3 to 5 different accounts, you know, emails. We will email our supervisor, and we email the property manager, whoever they have. And if it's a 5-night-a-week stop and they have more than one, we really encourage them to set up a separate email account just for that property. You know, Walmart 125, you know, at whatever their shopping center company's
property
name is.
Property 2.
Exactly.
At their place.
And then they can log on every morning if they want to get those emails. They can see where the emails have come in that last night at 2:45 the truck arrived to do service. So if they want to answer their question, they can simply log on to that email account and see if there's an email from the sweeper that was there last night. If there's not, they can simply call or whatever. The other option is, and we haven't gotten there yet, is we understand that Field Force Manager will allow a web portal to go from our website to their website, and the customer can log in on their website with a given username and password that we give them and get to the their individual stop reports. So they can see when we were there, how long we were there. That's the last option. I really don't want them to know how long we were there or not. I really want them to know that we showed up. That's the important factor right now. Yes, we were there. Because even the GPS and all the reporting doesn't mean the guy didn't show up, drive around the lot for 40 minutes without even turning the sweeper on or getting out, and do something and then leave. It doesn't give us a guarantee of quality work. It just gives us a guarantee of service. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a guy who will at least go there but not do his job, you've got a guy you got to get rid of. You know, because heretofore we had guys maybe they wouldn't go. They would go hide out somewhere and come back
and
in an hour
for
or two.
You to know.
And it was no, unless we actually tracked them physically with a supervisor or somebody following them, we didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that their times weren't falsified. Now, without a run sheet, with just a list of stops they have to do, we know when they were there, how long they were there. At the end of the month, we can see an average or a total aggregate of hours on site at that property, divided by the amount of money we're getting for the property. We can see where we're at on our hours. We can see travel time. We can see lots of things that we weren't able to see before.
As an example that strikes me is that you would be able to put different drivers on the routes, rotate them around, see how long it took each of your individual drivers.
Exactly.
I saw one of your reports where you called out all of the stops by driver. So it showed for each driver how many stops he had made per night, per week, whatever you'd like to ask. So it strikes me that if I swapped out John Smith with Jim Jones on alternate routes, I'd have a good idea of what each one of them, the amount of time that each one of them takes to keep a property.
Exactly. And you want to make sure that you look at the people's averages. If Donald is doing, the Giant Center in, 43 minutes, and Tom is doing the Giant Center in 51 minutes, but Steve has taken 93 minutes, Steve's obviously doing something wrong. Either he's doing the property next door as well, or he's doing too much. I don't know that the other two guys are doing too little.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we believe should be programmed amounts of times for the stop. And without a disaster taking place,
mm-hmm.
it should take a certain amount of time to do it. That's how we bill our stops.
Is there any ways to put a marker in when they hit a certain amount of time, or how do you approach
that? The program is very flexible in what alerts you want to set up. If a truck is if a truck exceeds a certain speed, ours is currently set at 65, you get an email or an alert notice that at this time, at this location, the truck was exceeded 65 miles an hour. And it tells you it was going 67 or 72. Mm-hmm. And 72 in a sweeper is a disaster.
Of course.
You can also, if we become more experienced with the program, we can set speed limits on individual roads. So if we see there's a road that the guy's taking all the time, it's a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit, we can set the speed to 50 on that road, the alert speed to 50. It doesn't have to be 65. But depending on where the guy was going 65, if you know he was coming up, you know, a two-lane road and he's doing 65, you know, you have to look at that a little bit more than just being automatic.
And is that a matter of geofencing the roads as well, or you don't know because you haven't done
We haven't gotten that far yet.
It seems clear that that's probably how it is. And you're comfortable with the reporting aspect of what this does provide you as a service?
We are. And again, we are in our first month. We just finished our first 30 days with the program. And we're still exploring it. There's so many features that it will do that we haven't begun to tap yet. We wanted the basics first to make sure that at its core, this is what we want. It does allow for mobile time cards. And there are 5 of our drivers that do not work at the Carlisle shop, do not have access to a time card. They simply log their time in and log their time out. I would like to think that they're not logging in when they start the truck up and they go back in their house for 10 minutes and let the truck warm up.
Sure.
But with this system, we will know where they were when they logged in and how long the truck sat there from when they logged in till it moved. And with the email reporting or with the report generation, our payroll service can log on to Field Force Manager, and those 5 people who heretofore have been faxing in handwritten time cards no longer have to do that. They can, the accountant payroll service guy can bring up that individual employee and see on this day he clocked in this amount of time, this, and then he has agreed to determine for us whether the guy clocked it. We want the guy to clock in at his first stop and clock out when he gets home where he's keeping the truck. If he's clocking in when he leaves his house and clocking out when he gets to his house, I honestly believe that if you're doing this, if you're letting the guy keep the truck at his house as a favor to sort of both of you, he shouldn't clock in and out of his house. You know, he should at least.
Well, whatever the rules are that are established, right, you want to make sure that.
And with this, you can tell where he was. You can also get, you know, it's for us, it's excellent that if you say you're at the Kmart or you log in at the Lowe's and you log in at 2:45 on your phone and you're really at the Dunkin' Donuts, you know, just 300 feet from the Lowe's, the phone knows you're not at the Lowe's when you logged into the Lowe's. So if you're trying to take that time from me and have a break or get a coffee, which I don't object to, I just want to know that you're taking a break. Everybody deserves a couple of 15-minute breaks. It takes some dinner time. I mean, we're working a 10-hour overnight shift.
Sure. You want honesty.
I want honesty. And this is forcing honesty upon the employees.
It reminds me of at the sweeper roundtables, it seems like in the past when GPS has come up, one of the newer contractors always asks, how long does it take for a GPS system to pay for itself? And when people call me in the other times of the year and ask me that in my office, I tell them that it seems like the consensus at the roundtables is about 20 minutes. Because 20 minutes after you first put a GPS on your fleet, you've paid for the system.
After the first night, you see what's going on that the people aren't telling you is going on. I mean, I resisted GPS simply because I thought it cost too much. And after the third or fourth report I got, I had a Homer Simpson moment. The first thing I said was, "Don't! I should have done this 5 years ago." I don't believe it's a burden on the employees to be watched by the phone. I don't require the employees to take the phone home. I don't require them to have it on when they're not on the clock if they do take it home. I don't really desire to know that they're, you know, going to a bar or someplace that serves alcohol for dinner and then reporting to work 3 hours later because I don't know that they've had alcohol. It's not, that's not what it's about. But if you're clocked in and you're on my time, I have the right to know where you are, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. And this gives me, this is a tool to give me at least the first two. And it's the night supervisor's job to find out how they're doing it. Are they doing a good job? You know, and which quality is always in the customer's eyes, not in the employee's eyes anyway.
And another aspect of this in our increasingly litigious society, of course, is the anonymous phone call that says your truck was doing 65 on the windy two-lane road, and if you could prove that that was not the case, or we know that your sweeper was not there, or there was a slip and fall, and how do we know that you were sweeping? So there
right. It is also, you're absolutely right. There have been times when, you know, an employee has been, shall we say, unfairly targeted by a former employee or somebody who gets somebody else to call and say, hey, your guy was going 40 miles an hour through the lot at whatever last night when I was shopping there, nearly ran me down. You know, and it's very simple to see by looking at the report, he was in the lot, how fast was he going? Mm-hmm. The thing clocks the phone speed every 3 seconds. So you know it's going 3 miles an hour, 9 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour. You know how fast it's going when it's inside the fence. You know how fast it's going when it's outside the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very simple matter that either the call was right or it was wrong. And it ends all discussion, it ends all dispute, even before the dispute begins.
Right, which certainly is a money saver there as well.
Yes, sir.
Let's end with what this thing costs.
We in addition to the phone plan, we pay $49.95 per month per unit, mm-hmm. For unlimited access to all of the programming, all of the what the phone can do and everything. So we have 7 phones. We have 13 routes being run now. We have 7 of them on with the GPS. We wanted to make sure that for the first month or two that this was something that was as advertised by the person who sold it to us. We almost immediately came to the conclusion that, yes, it is what we want. But at the cost of $50 a month per phone, we're going to get the system running, get all the reports set up so that there's no unknown stops, that everything has been geofenced, that we know where the gas stations are, we know where the, because you can put a block in on where the employee lives. And if the truck gets within 3 blocks of where the employee lives and stops, a red flag pops up and somebody gets an email.
And I noticed that at one point when we were looking through the visual printouts, that you were able to cross-reference where you see that there was an unscheduled stop. You looked at the address. It appears that it was a particular service station. Then you can go over to another report and see whether he actually bought fuel at that time at
exactly.
that station.
We track our credit card spending every day. We generate a report. Each driver has a company credit card with its own separate limit. And by using the credit card transaction list, we know that he stopped at the mobile station. And if he didn't buy fuel, because there's no fuel on the credit card, we want to know why he stopped why he was at the mobile station for 27 minutes. Because it is highly possible that the wrong kind of employee could be sweeping the mobile parking lot and collecting a little bit of cash and moving mm-hmm. on. So we cross-reference all of the information we have as best we can. And we do expect this, quite frankly, to generate an employee position in our company. With 13 routes, we honestly believe that there's going to be some kind of position created just for the information being generated here. So it's not misconstrued by management, so it's reported accurately and fairly and correctly once all 13 trucks are equipped with this system.
Very good. Well, again, this was Michael Nawa, former Award of Excellence in Power Sweeping winner for the United States, talking about the new Verizon GPS. And we are today at the National Pavement Exposition in Nashville on the 1st of February, 2007. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you, Ranger.